Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Gary Moore is our guest. Gary is one of our top investment experts in the Brain Trust, former senior investment advisor, investment executive, I should say, with Payne Webber, and he now has his own firm. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101. He's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
And also a founding member of the Brain Trust, been with us since all the way back to 1998. Hey, Gary, Facebook. When you think about what happened in 2008, you would have thought that Wall Street would have gotten it and would have said, you know, maybe we need to clean up our act, maybe we need to get straightened out. But when you look at the way Facebook came to market, with the hype, the last minute jerry rigging, and the positioning of the price, and all of that. To me, Facebook became a caricature for what's wrong with Wall Street and, to some degree, corporate America. What do you think?
Oh, no question, Jim. For example, 2 days ago, Jim Cramer, whose slogan is "There's always a bull market somewhere,"
right,
was on Squawk Box, CNBC, and literally, it was as close to a hellfire and brimstone sermon from a Baptist preacher that I've heard in 20 years. He literally was saying that Facebook proved you cannot trust corporate America anymore. And the guy who says there's a bull market somewhere and specializes in giving stock advice literally said he didn't blame people for keeping money in CDs paying 0.25% and treasury bills paying 0.25% because they can't give an even break on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Today on Squawk Box, Sally Krawcheck, who used to run Merrill Lynch's retail division, was saying the same thing. Jim, the confidence of the retail investor in Wall Street is pretty much gone.
Did I not say 5-6 years ago on this show to you that Wall Street was at cross purposes with Main Street? Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism? Did I say that?
Yeah, and I've been writing that. If you go back my first books, all the way back to the early 90s, Jim, I lived through this, the crash of 87, Michael Milken's junk bonds. People don't remember that the people who Michael Milken issued junk bonds for grew very, very rich.
Right.
If you go to MSN this morning, one of the head stories is how Bono and several other people who got in early on the Facebook deal
for $1.11 a share,
and everybody else got killed.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening is we're beginning to understand. In yesterday's Wall Street Journal, Jim, there was a story. It was the headline story of my local paper about how from 08 to 2011, or to 11, that the average American's net worth dropped by about
40%. That's exactly right.
Well, go to yesterday's Wall Street Journal, Jim, and there's just a tiny little blurb about that inside.
Yeah.
I couldn't hardly find it.
Amazing.
That's an example of how Wall Street doesn't want to talk about. Here's the irony. The net worth of America as a whole, Jim, is just about back where it was pre-recession.
Yep.
Okay, those numbers came out. What the inconsistency is, and what people don't understand, the average guy's net worth is a lot worse off.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is being accumulated by the 1 to 10%.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to sound like Occupy Wall Street now, Gary.
Jim, I've been saying that forever. I remember back when I left Wall Street firms, Jim. One of the things I did was reading an annual report. You learn to ignore the shareholder's letter up or the CEO's letter up front and go immediately to the footnotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered back then that after the crash of 87, the CEO of our firm had had what's called options repricing. He basically was given a bunch of money with stock options every year. And when the crash of 87 hit, his options were not worth anything. So what the board did was just reprice the options down to the point he still got his bonus. That was when I really, it hit me that Wall Street was being run for the guys at the top.
But here's the difference, though. Milken went to jail. Who's going to jail over what happened with Facebook?
Well, that's the other thing that, that Cramer and the guys are yelling about is you can't, I don't know what you can do on Wall Street today to go to jail unless, here's the irony, Jim, if you're one of the guys like me, I'm sitting out here as an independent financial planner doing socially responsible investing, and it's almost impossible for me to get an order approved because of regulation.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till. Right back with Gary Moore after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.